Come to our scripture reading of James chapter 5 and verses 1 through 12. If you want to follow along in the, you're going to use the Pew Bible, that's page 1291 in the Pew Bible. James chapter 5, verses 1 through 12. As Pastor Phillips has said, the book of James is a New Testament wisdom book. James is showing us what it's like to be a Christian and what that looks like and how we're to live. He's given exhortations and warnings already and showing us what it means to be a follower of Christ. And here he comes and gives warning to the rich, gives warning to those who have riches. And we need to be reminded of that, don't we, as believers? There's great danger in riches. He's not suggesting that it is evil to have money or that it's evil to be rich. That's not at all what he's saying. But there are dangers, as James has already said. The Bible will say that in various places. The book of Proverbs says that. The Lord Jesus makes that clear. The dangers of riches captivating us too much. Paul would say and say to Timothy, that's one of the things you're going to notice about the last days, that people are going to be lovers of money. It's a warning here to God's people that we not be that we not love the world or the things of the world. You know, our money is just, it's a tool, it's useful, we need it, but it's passing. It's not something we'll take into eternity with us. We came into this world with nothing, we'll go out with nothing, and we have to remember that, don't we? And what we remember too is that we have a better and an abiding possession, don't we, than all of our riches in on this earth. We have treasures in heaven. That's what we look for and look to and want most of anything. And so we have to keep a guard. We have to watch out. That's why James is warning the rich, because it's easy to get pulled in and sucked in and be ensnared by those things. But he also is going to encourage God's people to patience in that kind of world where people are lovers of money and you get trampled over and it's a dog eat dog world kind of way. It's hard, he's saying. It's difficult, and there are all kinds of trials and troubles that God's people endure. And the need of the hour is, well, it's always in patience, endurance. And notice what he's going to say at the end. As he's going to point out Job, he's going to talk about in verse 11 how the Lord is compassionate and merciful. He's showing what happened at the end of Job's life while it was all difficult, how the Lord restored, how the Lord made things right and good. And it's pointing us to that end of our trials and troubles, to the end of all things, of course, to the Lord restoring and showing His compassion and His mercy in an abundant way, wiping away tears and all of that. And there's a need for patience, endurance. He's saying that's coming. Therefore, the need is to wait, to endure, not to turn back, and to remember the steadfast of prophets and Job and those of old and how they had to patiently wait and endure. Well, let's give our attention with these things in mind. Let's give our attention to the reading of God's holy word. Come now, you rich, weep and howl for the miseries that are coming upon you. Your riches have rotted and your garments are moth-eaten. Your gold and silver have corroded, and their corrosion will be evidence against you and will eat your flesh like fire. You have laid up treasure in the last days. Behold, the wages of the laborers who mowed your fields, which you kept back by fraud, are crying out against you, and the cries of the harvesters have reached the ears of the Lord of hosts. You have lived on the earth in luxury and in self-indulgence. You have fattened your hearts in a day of slaughter. You have condemned, you have murdered the righteous person. He does not resist you. Be patient, therefore, brothers, until the coming of the Lord. See how the farmer waits for the precious fruit of the earth, being patient about it until he receives the early and the late rains. You also be patient. Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is at hand. Do not grumble against one another, brothers, so that you may not be judged. Behold, the judge is standing at the door. As an example of suffering and patience, brothers, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord. Behold, we consider those blessed who remain steadfast. You have heard of the steadfastness of Job, and you have seen the purpose of the Lord, how the Lord is compassionate and merciful. But above all, my brothers, do not swear either by heaven or by earth or by any other oath, but let your yes be yes and your no be no, so that you may not fall under condemnation. As far as God's holy, inerrant, infallible word, may he add his blessings to this reading of it.